From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Monday.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
I tell you what, the Democrats can be as immersed in Mueller as they want, but when you got the job numbers like Trump's got the job numbers, it's an easy roll into 2020, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think more evidence on Friday night that that irrespective of your view of Donald Trump and the Republicans, this headline data on the economy, I think, is definitely going to give the Republicans a very strong tailwind into those 2020 elections. So we had that GDP number, 3.2%, remember, the initial estimates of the first quarter GDP. That was 3.2% annualized growth, well ahead of expectations. Night, we've had what you could only describe as a blockbuster of an employment result. So the US jobs machine, you'd have to call it now, delivering 263,000 new jobs in April, easily beating expectations of 190,000, with the unemployment rate now sitting at 3.6%. And I didn't get that wrong. It's fell from 3.8% to the world's biggest economy, 3.6% unemployment. And Mike, when was the last time unemployment was that low? Well,
69.
I was 5 years old, Mike. 69. I was 5 years old, happily trotting off to Chalton CV Primary School in Manchester 50 years ago.
Amazing, eh?
50 years. And isn't that incredible? So, and wages, it's got this ongoing conundrum that there's jobs everywhere, but wages growth has been sort of relatively contained, and that's really what's still happening. Average hourly earnings steady, 3.2% over the last year. Consensus estimates were 3.3, so no surprises there either. So we're getting very close in this current US economic cycle for it to be the longest period of economic expansion in modern US economic history. So look, this is a pretty significant tailwind. There was an interesting fall in the participation rate, though, so there's a real potential now that they just simply won't be able to get enough people in to the workforce. And you think back to last week, the Federal Reserve was sitting on the fence, and that looks pretty well justified, actually. And this strong jobs market, Mike, it's pulling everybody in. So low-skilled workers, minority groups, those are all benefiting. I think the workers with less than a high school education, the unemployment rate fell from 5.9 to 5.4%. Post the GFC, Mike, those workers had 16% unemployment. So massive, amazing numbers.
You can take it to the bank and you can take it to the polls as well. Now, a lot of interesting IPOs this year in the American market from, Lyft and Uber and all that sort of stuff. But, of course, this Beyond Meat seems to have gone gangbusters. Is that because it's the real deal, or DiCaprio's involved, or what?
Well, it's actually quite hard to say. So this is Beyond Meat. This is the meat substitute. So, yeah, we've had a whole list of IPOs or initial public offerings this year. You've had Levi Strauss, you had Zoom, Lyft, you're right, Uber lining up there. So these are these guys, these manufacturers of fake meat. I have never had it, so I can't talk to how it is, although apparently people are eating it.
Glenn's had it.
But you're seeing this
Glenn
real...
had it over the weekend.
Has he?
He says indistinguishable between that and the real thing.
Goodness me.
So and he knows
they use
his
proteins
meat.
From he knows his meat. It's got beetroot in it, Mike. I'm not keen on that. I don't like beetroot. These shares were listed on the Nasdaq exchange. They were priced at $25, started trading at $46. So plenty of sizzle on the open, but they closed on Friday at $61.15. They did trade a size 93. So we're now talking about a market valuation of over $3.5 billion. Yeah, they've got the celebrity backers, Leonardo DiCaprio, Bill Gates, there's an ex-NBA player in there, John Sally. This company, Mike, loses money.
Yep.
Loses $30 million a year, and it's now valued at over $3.5 billion. So I think this is all a little bit crazy.
All right, mate, what are the numbers for Monday?
Well, the Dow Jones are very strong after those jobs numbers. 26,504, up 197.75%. S&P 500 gained almost 1%, 2,945. And the Nasdaq storming higher, 8,164, up 1.6%. The FTSE 100, 7,380. The Nikkei still at 22,258 because they're still not trading. Shanghai Composite, 3,078. ASX 200, 6,335. They were down 3 on Friday. The NZX 50, we lost 27 points, closing at 10,058. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar, 0.6647 US, 0.9462 Aussie, 0.5931 Euro, 0.5043 pounds, 73.84 yen. Gold trading $1,279 and Brent crude $70.85.
Superb start to the week. You have a good one. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.